Thank Leader McConnell, as I've mentioned before, working hand in hand with us, not letting partisanship get in the way. I thank Speaker Johnson, who rose to the occasion, in his own words, said he had to do the right thing despite the enormous political pressure on him. And I thank Leader Jeffries, who worked so well together in his bipartisan way with Speaker Johnson. And let me say this once again about my friend, the Republican leader. We were of one mind to get this bill done. It was our bipartisanship, our linking of arms together, that got this large and difficult bill through the Congress, despite many political ideologues who wanted to bring it down. Bipartisanship once again prevailed, and I thank him for his leadership.
Here, but what took so long to get some of these other eight Republicans persuaded to your position here? Was it the overall nature of this bill, and what was lost in that time period for Ukraine?
Well, that's a good question. You already know the answer. I think the demonization of Ukraine began by Tucker Carlson, who, in my opinion, ended up where he should have been all along, which is interviewing Vladimir Putin. And so he had an enormous audience, which convinced a lot of rank-and-file Republicans that maybe this was a mistake.
Right. There is currently deliberation over Steve Bannon's name into this conversation, that the defense for Donald Trump is asserting and objecting to this line of questioning of David Pecker around Steve Bannon and his relationship with Pecker, because Pecker has now testified that in October of 2016, that Donald Trump introduced Steve Bannon to David Pecker. Now, of course, in October of 2016 was at the heart, well, all of the deliberations over the story. Stormy Daniels payment were ongoing, but also the fact that Steve Bannon was working as the chief campaign strategist, CEO of the campaign by that point. And so we are currently listening to a line of questioning where the defense is saying, look, Steve Bannon was never brought forward as a co-conspirator in this, but the prosecution is making the case that, yes, well, they are not charging Steve Bannon, and the questions of whether he would actually be brought forward a witness, I think, are still outstanding, that they believe that he fills in the gaps about some of the David Pecker testimony and the extent to which it was a scheme or a conspiracy that even extended beyond just David Pecker, Michael Cohen, and Donald Trump, but others were involved as an extension of the Trump campaign and Donald Trump personally to subvert and make sure that articles through the National Enquirer were put out into the sphere that were beneficial to him and damaging to others, and as it specifically pertains to Steve Bannon, damaging to the Clintons. But all of this conversation is happening in real time, Andrea.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Tuesday, 23 April, year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome to the afternoon and early evening edition of the War Room. We're going to go to immediately to Ben Berquam in, I guess, just south of Midtown Manhattan by NYU. Ben, you're down there. They had a massive riot last night. Of course, they had one up at Columbia. There's no walls on the southern border, but it looks like they're building a wall at NYU. What is a wall? Good enough for the progressive faculty and staff at NYU, but not good enough to stop the invasion on our southern border?
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess walls are racist when they're on our southern border, but they're fine when they're protecting the elite staffers and faculty of NYU. Yeah, this wall is going up outside the Stern School of Business, where they were at last night. We had several arrests. They've actually moved the protest down to the park. But out here, they are securing and locking down and fortifying. While Columbia is still taken over, you still have the squatters on Columbia campus. This one is, they're actually building the wall. Irony, huh?
No, Columbia is actually worse. Columbia announced today they canceled, I think they've canceled physical classes for the rest of the year. They're going to go all online. I thought it was just at an option. I understand now. I think Columbia is crater to the Sharia supremacist. They're going to cancel classes. What are you hearing about up at Columbia?
Yeah, no, that's what we've basically heard is they've basically just given up on taking back the school. They've given up. And this is, again, we've talked about this morning, but this is the outgrowth of giving in to the child that needed the spanking from, you know, it's really, we can go way back on this. This goes back to parents not disciplining their children, not teaching them right from wrong, and those children becoming adults, and now those adults being the faculty at this university, and then them teaching the next generation that if you don't get your way or you have a microaggression put against you, or you just like terrorists, you should be able to shut down your school, attack people for no reason. That's what we're dealing with right here, and that's what we're seeing at Columbia. And sadly, I don't think that's going to change. The mindset of the radical left that runs just about every university in America, that's not changing. Really, it's going to take something like what we're seeing at Columbia or like what we saw here. And ultimately, it's going to take having to stand up and saying that spanking that needed to happen when you were five is going to happen now.
But NYU is getting away from campus, getting it away from Stern Business School, getting over to Washington Square Park. What they're trying to do is make sure that if they have another riot tonight, it's in the park where they can hopefully law enforcement can better handle it.
Yeah, apparently. But if history is any guide, you look at what they did in Oregon, and it feels like when you set something like this up, it just becomes a target. So it'll be interesting to see what happens tonight. I don't think, listen to a lot of the students as they walk by, they're definitely not happy about it. And so I would be shocked if there wasn't some sort of attack on the wall tonight. But, yes, ultimately that's the goal, is to move it off the campus, insulate the campus, and just push the problem out to somebody else's neighborhood.
Is this, you've covered a lot of this over the last 4 years. In fact, you've covered it even before that because you did a lot in the run-up to the 2020 election. It seems to me when you look at this this crowd of the, what I call the protesters or the rioters, it seems to me there's elements of Antifa, Black Bloc, the BLM. Is this a hodgepodge? I know it's principally driven by the what I would call the Sharia supremacist movement. But is this a merger? Are you seeing merger of red and green even in these protests at night?
Yeah, without a doubt. It's the exact same thing that we saw with BLM. It's the same MO where you have local outrage that's turned into national outrage that's turned into riots. And then you have groups that come in from all over the country. That idea, that mechanism, that strategy has been weaponized. And you see that just about anywhere. Anytime there's something to be outraged about, you have it's really Antifa led. So you've got these radical leftist violent thugs that come in and join up and merge with these groups. And so originally it was Antifa out there, then they merged with BLM, now they've merged with the Hamas supporting side of the world, and ultimately it's just growing that cancer of violent leftism in our society. But there's no question about it, they're connected, and there's no question about it either that they're jointly funded. There is a funding mechanism behind everything that we're seeing all across the United States with these.
Ben, you've also been down. You had coverage today. People should know that the court was let out early again for Passover, and present court's closed tomorrow. So David Pecker, I guess, will be back on the stand for the third day. Can you give us any highlights from your participation? Real America's Voice now has a seat inside the courtroom. Any observations?
Yeah, well, Vaughn was talking about you. I mean, I was, when, as soon as I heard your name mentioned, but first off, I'll say this too. It is a nightmare. I cannot imagine anyone who wants to be an attorney sitting through a courtroom is one of the most boring, mind-numbing things you can possibly do. It's terrible. But when your name came up, Vaughn Hilliard, shout out to Roxy, by the way, one of your loyal viewers. She may be watching right now. When your name came up, it actually was one of the like disturbances in the courtroom. They actually had to take a recess. We went out. The attorneys went back and forth on whether or not you could even be brought up in the conversation. You could see I was sitting catty corner from Joy-Ann Reid and her smug, blonde hair kind of waving in the breeze. It was just, you know, they're salivating. They're excited. But ultimately, it's one of the sickest things I've ever had to see. When you consider how President Trump is being treated versus how Hillary Clinton was treated with the Perkins Coie Steele dossier or Hunter Biden, how they actually covered up the massive amounts of mainstream media covered up his laptop to steal the election in 2020. It's absolutely disgusting to watch President Trump sit through that. You could feel the time ticking off the clock. You could feel the time ticking off the campaign. And it's so clearly politically motivated. It's just so obvious. Anyone that's paying attention, it's clearly that's what this is all about. But honestly, sitting through it is disgusting.
Hang on. I want to go back and hit rewind on this, because there you saw it up close and personal what this is really about. You got Joy-Ann Reid, you got Maggie Haberman, you got all the Times, the MSNBC crowd, CNN. They're all there like a bunch of jackals, right? Trying to feed on the carcass of
their
President Trump.
On a bone.
But this is all about.
Yeah.
Hyenas on both. This is all about running out the clock. This is about having Donald J. Trump at that desk, at that table every week for 2 months while Joe Biden's flitting around.
That's exactly it.
Go ahead, give me that again. The audience has got to hear this.
You're literally in there sensing. I mean, we've got the primary in Pennsylvania today. President Trump should be in Pennsylvania today, and you could feel it. There is a time suck, an intentional time suck that is happening in that courtroom, and you could feel it for President Trump. I was pissed sitting there listening to it, having to experience. I cannot imagine how President Trump is feeling having to sit through this and have to listen to these guys, these radical leftists, this judge that's clearly biased, the prosecution that's being run by Joe Biden, sitting through that. It's so obviously a design to tear down President Trump's ability to campaign, because they know Joe Biden can't win without it. It couldn't be any clearer. And the fact that we're going to have 7 more weeks of this potentially, I don't know. I just pray that anyone watching this or anyone paying attention to this, that this gets people out to rally in President Trump's support, to do it on his behalf. I think there's also a potential backfire on this, because you're also stealing the oxygen in the room for everything. Now President Trump is on the airways every single day. It's almost like in 2016 where they tried to demonize him. Well, now you're giving him a platform. The key for this to me is for the campaign to bring Steve Bannon back and to start pushing MAGA back and to start hitting these guys back and saying, you want to push a gag order? We'll take your gag order. I'm not going to show up. I'm going to go to the Supreme Court. That's what they need. They need Steve Bannon back in the war room of MAGA. That's what they need right now.
Oh, God, Ben, don't wish that on me. Burkwam, are you going to be out tonight? You're going to go back to NYU tonight for another night of danger?
I've got a couple other spots to hit. I can't tell you where I'm going, but we've got some stuff covering. I still have to hit the illegal alien stuff, the city that's being overrun. So stay tuned. But we'll be covering a lot tonight and tomorrow morning.
Where do they go for your content?
Yeah, if I ever get back to be able to edit the stuff, at Ben Burkwam, I'm going to be posting it. Posted a video this morning, actually walking to the courtroom. You got to check that out, at Ben Burkwam on X. And then also americasvoice.news, frontlineamerica.com. And I will be posting everything as I can, as I get everything edited.
Okay, thank you very much. Be safe tonight, wherever your travels take you.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm sure Ben will somehow wander by Washington Square Park. There should be more disturbances in New York tonight. We're going to take a short break. When we get back, I've got Garrett Ziegler is in Nashville, where he's going to give a lecture tonight, a talk tonight on, guess what? Wait for it, on the laptop from hell. Nobody knows it better. He spent years going through the details. Hunter Biden's team's been all over him trying to sue him. Also, the most tenacious reporter on all things J6, all things related to President Trump, Julie Kelly, will join us. Bombshell that Julie Kelly's exposing on this situation with the classified documents case. But we're also going to get Julie's take on what's going on in Manhattan and compare it to J6. So we're going to take a short commercial break. One thing, I did finish the fifth free installment of The End of the Dollar Empire. This is called The End of Economic Freedom. We talk about fiat currency. We particularly do a deep drill down on the central bank digital currency and what that would mean to you. Also, why this de-dollarization movement and why the central banks of the BRICS nation are buying gold at record rates. So make sure you go to birchgold.com/Bannon. It's all free. This is the fifth installment. You can pick up the other four also. It's a great tutorial on what's going on in the world of finance today, and you need that for your own personal life and for your country's life. Short commercial break. Hey, folks, if you watch War Room, you know we talk every day about the geopolitical and other forces driving the price of gold. There are actually a couple of reasons this is happening. Let me walk through them. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now significantly north of $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, and a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty. And that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold Group. Secure a portion of your savings now with gold and do it from Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of your pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold also. Just text Bannon to 989898 and claim your free info kit to protect your savings in a time of turbulence, instability, and uncertainty. Do it today. Take action, action, action. Birch Gold Group. Text Bannon at 989898.
Done. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, I want to go to Garrett Ziegler. Garrett's heading to Nashville. I want to make sure anybody in the area, all posse in the area, attend this. Garrett, where are you going tonight to give your talk on the laptop from hell?
Well, thank you, Steve. It's going to be south of the city in Franklin at the Hyatt House. The address is 3501 Mallory Lane. We're going to all 50 states. Tennessee is the 11th. And, you know, we did this dossier, and we had no help from any of the big publishing houses, zero distribution channels. So I've been hitting the pavement. This will be my 19th public talk. It's totally free. I just appreciate you letting me get the word out. You know, Nashville's growing like a weed. So if you're in the area, come out, meet me. We're going to be talking about the dossier in the trial today, which we alluded to earlier with Ben. They were talking about emails and wire transfers, about normal things that DJT was doing that Hillary Clinton's campaign, by the way, did much more of, you know, meeting with the press. Tonight we're going to be discussing wire transfers from Chi-Coms, and we're doing a drill down on, you know, all the felonies that Joe, his family, are involved in. If you really want some granular details about what's in the laptop, come tonight. It's free. It's at 6:30. It's a little more than 2 hours away, and we're going to be going around the country. So, you know, perhaps some of these next stops we're doing, I can come on and we can corral the troops in different areas. One more thing I'll say is, you know, we're facing not as corrupt as Judge Merchan, but the judge in our case with Hunter Biden in the federal court in Los Angeles, we moved for recusal because the guy his name is Hernan Vera. Joey had to nominate him three times. His nomination got sent back twice. He finally got in on the third try, 52-48, and he gets assigned to our case 3 months after he gets put on the bench in the Central District of California. So, you know, DJT is getting it worse than all of us, but their lawfare is not just these corrupt attorneys like Abby Lowell. It's getting their – I mean, our judge was literally in La Raza. I mean, straight up nationalist, Hispanic, Marxist people. And the person who's deciding on our recusal motion is Laura Ramirez Almadani. And I know these names don't mean anything, but they're just – they're covering all of their bases. And so we really need help. Anybody can go to fightbiden.org to get our docket and what we're, you know, just so everybody understands, Hunter is suing us not for defamation, but just because we published the authentic data from an abandoned device. Steve, you'd think that we'd get some amicus briefs from the Reporters Committee on the Freedom of the Press. You know, they even went to bat for Project Veritas when their houses got raided. But we haven't gotten one Freedom of the Press organization to write about our lawsuit. We're getting sued for something that's unprecedented in American history.
Do you think it's because they know how radioactive this is against the Biden crime family? Because it has got things in there, which you're going to explain tonight to this Nashville audience, that quite frankly never allows you to look at the Bidens the same again.
Yeah, it's the third rail. I think they did a cost-benefit analysis. They're like, yeah, sure, it's obviously illegal for what Hunter is asking for. I mean, they're asking the district court judge, the Marxist La Raza guy, to take down our websites, to a court order of a seizure of our websites. And, of course, that's totally ridiculous and illegal, but the cost-benefit analysis is like, if we you know, put out a statement on this, people are going to go look at the BidenLaptopEmails.com site and the BidenLaptopMedia.com site and see the authentic data of drugs, business deals. I mean, it'd be one thing if Joe wrote this guy off and said, you know, this is the black sheep of the family. Everybody has one. But no, this is the smartest man the U.S. president knows from a pure intellectual capacity. That's why I'm hitting the pavement. It couldn't be, you know, besides the lawfare against DJT, this is one of the most important things we have to be, you know, asking about. We can't even get Biden to do anything on China. He says he's going to increase tariffs. That's 3 years too late, and he's not even going to go through with it. That was just, you know, a ploy at a manufacturing facility. They've got him completely in a halter.
This is what I don't understand. What are they actually suing you? Why are you in a federal court in L.A.? What are they saying that you did that you have to go to a federal court? And why are you fighting it? Why don't you just shut down all the sites and just throw in the towel?
Well, the second question first. Number one, we would never do that. Even if I were to die, the sites are going to be up for the rest of time, and they can kill me, and they're still going to be up because it's the truth. We've not put up one thing that has been forged, manufactured in any way. The first question is they're saying the data belongs to Hunter. So these are the legal gymnastics and sophistry that Abby Lowell and Kevin Morris are. This is the tightrope they're walking. In one lawsuit with the shop owner, they're saying, oh, we don't know if that data is Hunter's. You know, it could be anybody's. It could be a Russian plant. In the next lawsuit with me, this alone should get Abby Lowell disbarred. He's lying to the courts either way. In their lawsuit with me, they say Hunter owns that data, and therefore, even though he legally abandoned the device, they don't admit that, of course, the data that is on BidenLaptopEmails.com, which is free to search, is Hunter Biden's data, and therefore, it doesn't belong to us. It's totally ridiculous.
Okay, I want everybody in the general listening area, and we have a big, we're on the radio down there, on the John Frederick Radio Network. So it's 6:30 Central Daylight Time today. That would be 7:30. So where do they go? At 6:30 Central in Franklin, Tennessee, where do they go?
Yes.
What's the location?
It's at the Hyatt House, 3501 Mallory Lane. It's in the conference room at the hotel. We got it reserved. Franklin, you know, is a nice suburb directly south of the city, easily accessible. I'll be there for at least hour and a half, 2 hours. And I always meet great people. We've done this on in 10 states, and by November, I will have gone to all 50. I'm doing a Western swing, a Northeastern swing, et cetera. So, again, this is top of the – I mean, Joey is – compromised by the CCP. Very few things I think are more important than that, and I'm not letting up on this. You know, we would never fold because we haven't done anything wrong. If we fold, this will only encourage more of the reprehensible behavior from Abby Lowell and Mark Elias and all of these legal hatchet men that are disgusting, that need to be disbarred and sanctioned.
When people see this tonight, what will they think of the 51 intelligence officers that they're paying the pensions for, they're paying the retirement for, and these guys are double and triple dipping everywhere, that came out on the New York Times with a letter that said that categorically this was Russian disinformation, sir? What would they think of those folks?
Well, I would say they would think what I think of Eric Coomer. Instead of everybody picketing outside of the Supreme Court Justice's house, which is one of the few places in the U.S. code that's illegal to do that with the intention of influencing a judge, they should be outside of Eric Coomer's house and outside the McLean, Virginia palatial estates of those 51 former spooks. I'm not calling for pitchforks outside of someone's home at 2 a.m. I'm simply saying that it is a rational response for there to be public protests. I'm not going full Maxine Waters saying, you know, you need to body check them, but these people have to be castigated from public life. They can't. I mean, Jeffrey Toobin, I know this is not directly related to Hunter, but Jeffrey Toobin still feels the need to have a public Twitter account. That guy should not have anything to do with public life forever, for the rest of his life. And yet those same people like Jeffrey Toobin are going on MSNBC. And so that's what our report is about. It's about, you know, we have a $1,000 bounty for anybody to come tonight and find an error in it.
One more time, your social media accounts, where do people get you? It's 6:30 at the Hyatt House in
Franklin.
6:30 Central Daylight Time in Franklin, yes. Tennessee. Hyatt House, you will not forget this evening. This is incredibly powerful. What's your social media? Where do people go?
Yes, all of our usernames are MarcoPolo501c3. Our website is MarcoPolo501c3.org. We're a C3. It's a very small group, but we've punched above our weight, and we've made these searchable databases that are giving Abby Lowell an ulcer.
Garrett Ziegler, you're a patriot and a hero. Good luck tonight. Hope a lot of folks in Tennessee show up for this.
Thank you very much for allowing me to talk about it. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Julie Kelly joins us. She's going to stick after the break. She's got a blockbuster bombshell. But, Julie, I got to ask you, you see what they're trying to do with Trump. They're trying to suck all the energy. They got all the hyenas surrounding him. They're trying to suck the energy out of him every day so that he can't go and campaign and keep his significant lead he's got over Joe Biden. Your thoughts, ma'am?
Right. I mean, this is part of the plan, of course. 6 to 8 weeks in this courthouse every single day where he's berated and his team by this compromised Democrat activist judge and harassed by the media. And then, you know, of course, looking down the horizon, there are a few more court proceedings and trials that he will have to possibly deal with. So it's really a tragic situation. It doesn't just deprive him of his life and liberty, but the American people from hearing now what his plans are as he runs to try to defeat this unpopular, incompetent, corrupt President Joe Biden.
Julie, just hang on for 1 second. You got blockbuster news way down south of Florida way in the case. It's quite frankly mind-boggling what Julie Kelly has been able to unearth. She's also going to talk to us about Thursday. Once again, the end of the dollar empire. We're trying to get you up to speed as quickly as possible. The fifth installment has finally come out. It's the end of economic security, economic freedom. We go through fiat currencies, but particularly we talk about digital currencies, central bank digital currencies, the Federal Reserve central bank digital currency, everything you need to know about it. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Want to thank the partners over at Birch for helping me out here. You go get it, and it's all free. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Do it today. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video.
Your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, the one and only Julie Kelly's been doing this for years now in just an incredible way on J6, also covering President Trump. We're going to talk to her in a minute about the immunity, but I want to take a minute here and you walk us through it. What have you found out that's kind of a blockbuster about this entire situation on the classified documents case, ma'am?
So this has been more than a three-month battle with Judge Aileen Cannon, the Department of Justice, Special Counsel Jack Smith, and Trump's attorneys and co-defendants to unseal and make public documentation and records that signal and prove that Joe Biden's White House, his general counsel, and the Department of Justice, and the FBI, and the National Archives, and the intelligence community, among other agencies, were all in cahoots as early as May of 2021 to manufacture a documents, records-related investigation and prosecution of Donald Trump. So what happened yesterday is finally Judge Cannon, who, as you know, I've talked to you about.
Hold it. Hang on. Whoa. Hang on. Give me that again. That's like a bombshell.
What did I say?
Take it slow. I'm a simple guy. What you're saying about all this conspiracy, that you're saying that this is all organized? Walk me through that, about what you've been fighting for in these documents.
Exactly. So this is actually, you have to give kudos to Judge Cannon, who is so courageous and has continued to confront Special Counsel Jack Smith and his attempt to keep information, not just from Donald Trump and his co-defendants, but also from the American people. And now we know why, Steve, because yesterday an extensive motion that had been redacted under a protective order and that Jack Smith wanted to keep that way, in addition to dozens of exhibits that demonstrated close collaboration between Joe Biden's White House, Joe Biden's general counsel, Joe Biden's Department of Justice, Joe Biden's FBI, the National Archives, Joe Biden's intelligence community, to once again work behind the scenes to concoct and manufacture some sort of documents or records case against Donald Trump. And this dates back at least to May of 2021, where, as you know, the archives working with DOJ, pressuring Team Trump to turn over what they insisted were government records that they were entitled to under the Presidential Records Act. So finally, as you know, he produced those records, but they were impatient, we were told, and they were taking that time in 2021 to concoct another criminal case and investigation, which they did. And they were working collaboratively with Jonathan Sue, who is Biden's White House General Counsel at the time. And finally, when Donald Trump produced those 15 boxes of documents, handed them over to the archives couldn't really specify, Steve, what they wanted, except for, let's see, remember the Sharpie Gate map of Hurricane Dorian? That was one record they said they wanted. The letter that Barack Obama left for Donald Trump in the Oval Office, some other correspondence. So then, within 24 hours, the National Archivist in January 2022 claimed that he saw classified papers in there, worked again with DOJ to create this criminal referral and send it to the FBI in February of 2022. Now, Steve, that's the story that we've been told. You know, the boxes were turned over. Oops, they were classified documents. Then the FBI and DOJ got involved. No, no, no. The FBI and DOJ, at least the DOJ, top officials, including the Office of the Deputy Attorney General, Lisa Monaco, deeply involved in creating this case. That is why Special Counsel Jack Smith and the DOJ wanted this material and this evidence under seal. And it was, for the most part, unredacted and made public on the docket yesterday.
So hold it. You're telling me that that there is now evidence as proven in the release of these documents by Judge Cannon that shows that the actual deputy White House counsel inside the West Wing was actually working in cahoots with Department of Justice, FBI, in the National Archives to kind of concoct a charge here against President Trump?
Correct. So what it looked like initially, Steve, is that they were going to create a records destruction case against Donald Trump in 2021. The archives and a long-term career employees now in the Biden White House insisting that there were like 25 boxes of records that were missing and demanding that Trump turn those over. Well, his team, he had Presidential Records Act representatives. One of them was Mark Meadows, who was working with the archives trying to figure out what the hell they wanted. And they just kept making things up as they went along. And so they were already working and had already crafted what these records demonstrate. They were already drafting a criminal referral by September of 2021. Well, for what? Certainly wasn't for classified records, because they claimed that they didn't know about that until January, February of 2022. So they were making something else up, a records destruction or something along those lines. And so this was another operation, DOJ, led by Lisa Monaco, the intelligence community, led by Avril Haines, both of whom very close advisors, as you know, to Barack Obama, one who runs the DOJ right now, the other who runs the intelligence community, going back to their old days, getting the gang back together, Russia collusion, FISAgate, which both Monaco and Haines were deeply involved with, and now concocting a documents case and then ending up with what we have now, which is an Espionage Act and obstruction case against Trump and his two co-defendants.
So now that you've broken this and got it all organized, I mean, is the House over this? Is House Judiciary? Because this is why I don't know why they're not going forward with a criminal conspiracy from South Florida to Washington, D.C., or South Florida to Georgia, Washington, D.C., and New York. They have Matthew Colangelo is arguing the case in New York. He's the number three guy at the Justice Department. This is a criminal conspiracy driven by Biden's White House, the White House counselor there, to Merrick Garland from the FBI Justice Department to basically use lawfare. And this is why I don't get why the Republicans are not all over this. It's actually working. President Trump is now he's captured for 8 weeks, right, and they're going to keep him there, draining him of resources and energy while Biden skips around the country trying to get back the lead that he so well-deservedly lost. Why are other people not outraged about this, Julie Kelly?
Well, I'll tell you what, Steve. Our side is outraged. What I posted yesterday, 24 hours ago, the redacted copies of the motion from January and redacted exhibits and the unredacted version. As of right now, Steve, and I'm not bragging, I'm just saying the facts, those tweets have 3.5 million views in one day. So our side is very aware of what's happening. There were some retweets. I believe it was Representative Dan Bishop. I didn't catch everyone. But I mean, this has gone viral on our side in the public and public social media on our side. It was interesting. I will say the corporate media J6 reporters who overlooked pretty much all facets of this, but that's to be expected. So, Steve, I don't know. We know that Joe Biden pushed the Department of Justice to pursue the January 6th criminal indictment against Donald Trump, too. And now we have proof that he, his White House, and his top officials at DOJ and the intel community and others were working behind the scenes, again, conspiring, to your point, a criminal conspiracy to entrap Donald Trump. Look, that's what this is. This is like the Whitmer Fed. This is another entrapment operation. You had Donald Trump and his representatives acting in good faith, fully cooperating with NARA and DOJ, despite what Jack Smith and the media asserts. I mean, Steve, in June of 2022, Donald Trump delayed his trip to Bedminster to settle there for the summer so he could greet Jay Brat, the counterintelligence chief from DOJ, and three FBI agents at Mar-a-Lago, told them, look around, we'll give you whatever you want. Here, you gave us a subpoena last month. Here's the documents that we found. We're trying to be responsive. We're trying to be helpful. Then they turn around 2 months later and they raid Mar-a-Lago. And so they set him up. I mean, this is an entrapment operation. And you had the top officials, including Biden White House lawyers, who were deeply involved in this. And I don't know where House Republicans, I know there's a lot of things going on right now, but what could be more important than this, and this tied to all of the criminal prosecutions? You, Peter Navarro, 1,400 Americans now. His two co-defendants, Valtin Nada and Carlos de Oliveira, who are being dragged through the mud with no evidence against them as co-defendants and classified documents. I'm at a loss for words where our Republican leadership in Washington is and has been on these issues.
Has anybody in the Republican on the committees, on the staffs anywhere reached out to you, given you had 3.5 million hits on Twitter yesterday? You're already going super viral, mega viral. Has anybody reached out to you?
Not yet. Should, because this takes a lot of explaining. I mean, as I said, Steve, you know, I've been covering the classified documents case since the beginning. I covered the special master case, Aileen Cannon. This dates back to August of 2022. So I've covered this probably as closely as anyone, at least on our side. There's no way to catch up with to what's happening here without, you know, briefing from someone who has been in the courthouse, has watched Judge Cannon and Jay Brat and the defense attorneys in action, and read almost all of these motions from the beginning. So no, I haven't heard. Look, I know there's a lot happening in Washington right now. I expect I will hear from some members, but
no, it's not. It's nothing. It's nothing important as this is. It's you're trying to be a nice, sweet, decent person. You're going to also live tweet the Supreme Court hearing. We'll have you back on Thursday morning, starting at 10 o'clock. Julie Kelly on our Twitter site. Mo and Grace will push everything out there and hopefully get Julie for a minute or two at the start of that. The immunity, one of the most important arguments in front of the history of the Supreme Court. Julie, until then, ma'am, your red hot Twitter account, where do people go?
Julie_Kelly2. I will have another article up about oral arguments shortly, probably tonight, and continue to dig into these 300, 400 pages of newly unredacted filings. And thank you, Judge Cannon, for doing your job and taking on this cabal, because what she is doing, as you can imagine, is not easy. She is a target every day, but she is doing the right thing for the country and certainly for Donald Trump, his defendants, and the American people.
You notice you don't see this on Joy Ann Reid and Rachel Maddow every night. You're not going to see this one. All they do is trash Judge Cannon. Julie, thank you very much. Honor to have you on here.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you.
Okay. I rest my case. And I realize the president, because he's a good and decent man, and he's got the world on his shoulders right now. You see the second the energy out of him. I understand, he says, because the people around him, his quote-unquote advisors, are telling him Johnson's doing a good job. Johnson sucks, and the Republicans suck. You have a man up there in court that's looking at 20 years in prison. It's a criminal conspiracy, and Judge Cannon laid it bare. And here's the thing, 3.5 million hits on Twitter, 3.5 million, mega super viral. and they haven't had the common decency or courtesy to pick the phone up and say, hey, Julie, this looks amazing. I'm a staffer for the House Judiciary Committee. Let me get all over this. There's a criminal conspiracy against Trump. And of course, they're on recess. They're too busy doing a CODEL, or they're too busy going about the hugely important work of getting more money to Zelensky and his oligarch buddies.
Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Companies like Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion. Financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Makeup companies like Maybelline making a mockery of women by supporting transgender models. And beer companies like Bud Light forcing gender ideology on you when all you want is to enjoy a cold beer. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer with our hard-earned dollars. With Public Square, we now have a solution. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. That's publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to buy coffee, find a new athletic clothing that knows what a woman is, and shop for clean skincare, or simply find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views, publicsq.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as a consumer or a business owner, and you can get started today at publicsq.com. Remember, either as a consumer or a business owner, download the app now. That's publicsq.com, publicsq.com.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, Politico has from Jonathan Martin, one of their top writers, has a huge puff piece on Polly Pockets Johnson. I will break that down tomorrow and go through it. The House, the Republicans don't deserve the House. This, with President Trump, is a criminal conspiracy. It's now been shown. You got the White House, you got DOJ. The head guy at DOJ is arguing the frickin' case in New York in a state court for Manhattan prosecutors. Now Julie Kelly, because she went through, she's done the hard work, has shown you what's happening with the classified documents set up. The whole thing is a scam, from Fannie Willis to Jack Smith to Big Tish James. A conspiracy on lawfare, and it's working. And the reason it's working, we're allowing it to work. You are worthless, Jim Jordan. You are worthless, Polly Pockets Johnson, worthless, and I don't care how many puff pieces in Politico, and I don't care how many times Chuck Schumer, that condemns you even more. You are working with and for people out to destroy the country, and it is obvious now, as the nose on your face, it's obvious that the House Republicans want Trump to lose. They're going to raise all this money from Paul Singer to hold the House and maybe add a seat, take a couple of seats in the Senate, and they're just fine with that because they think they can wait MAGA out where they got other news coming. And people say, oh, you got to get off him. I'm not going to get off him until we break him because he's disgusting. He's lied to us. The southern border is wide open, and now Trump is being crucified in a court in Manhattan. We have the evidence to bring a criminal conspiracy and bring those people to Congress right now and start going on offense and make their lives just as hard as Donald John Trump's, yet they sit on it. And they sit on it because they want to sit on it. It's very obvious what's going on here. And if you're prepared, if other people are prepared to take it, then go ahead and take it. I don't have to, and I'm not. Because I see a good man being destroyed. A good man who came back to lead us to victory and beat all the people they put up. No, he's not doing a good job. He's not doing a good job defending you, and he's doing a worse job of defending this nation, and therefore he must go. And I don't care if it risks Hakeem Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries runs the place anyway. Don't take it from me. Read the Politico puff piece. Oh, he talked to the generals in Europe. Oh, he'd read the intelligence. You're a clown. Oh, I talked to the generals defending our freedom. Are you kidding me? These NATO goofballs? And if you got it, bring it, bro. Bring it. Show us the evidence. Show us the receipts. Show us. Show us. Show us. You don't have anything. You're a little twerp. Oh, excuse me. With a biblical worldview. Crom Carmichael. Hearts. We need lion hearts at the ramparts more than ever. Where do people go to get salty, sir?
Josh, Steve, thanks so much for having me, and I really enjoyed what you just had to say. It is absolutely, it's just dead on. It just is. Salty, I love being on your show talking about Salty. I've been taking this product, our key ingredient in here, for over 20 years. And I want to just read real quickly. This is from April. A War Room listener, my cholesterol is extremely high. I didn't want to take a statin drug that my doctor was insisting on. I'd seen Crom on the War Room and thought, what the heck, I'll give it a shot. So I signed up for a three-month supply. I just finished my first three-month supply and received my second. My doctor called me, and while I have ways to go, I am happy to announce that I am on my way. My cholesterol dropped 26 points, and my doctor is thrilled and she said, whatever I'm doing, to keep doing it. I told her about Salty, and she said she would check it out. And so, Steve, we get lots of letters from our customers just exactly like that. And I want to encourage your customers to take care of their heart, to take care of their cardiovascular system, and manage their cholesterol by going to warroomhealth.com. That's warroomhealth.com. And use the code WARROOM at checkout. And then what they'll get is the warroomhealth.com will put them on the subscription program. And our product works best if you take two soft gels a day, every day. And if you do that, it will help you manage your cholesterol. The subscription is you get a special price on your first shipment of 50% off of our already low subscription price. And then after that, you get three bottles for the price of two. We always pay the freight at Salty. It's a great deal. And Steve, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you letting me tell the posse about Salty.
Well, the feedback we get is great, Crom. Thank you so much. Feedback on this is fantastic. And that's what we're glad to have you on, and glad you're making it have access to the Warren Posse. So, Mike, we've been fighting about the five-pointed American star versus the eight-pointed Islamic star. We're going to have folks back on tomorrow to talk about what's happening to the flags throughout the country. You've got something, serendipity, that actually reinforces our love of the American flag and the five-pointed star, sir.
That's right. Everybody at the War Room Posse, you get our roll and go anywhere travel pillow. I use it all the time. I'm on the road right now, as you see here in my plane. We're heading out to about six different states in the next couple weeks. And for any purchase today, you get one free. Absolutely free. So go to the War Room, go to the website, use that promo code War Room. There you have it. All our specials are still there that we ran for the War Room. The $9.50 sandals. We've got the bathrobes. They're $39. That's an open box special. So pick some of these items and get your free Go Anywhere My Pillow with the American flag. We call it the Revival. And you got the premiums where it all started, the premium My Pillows. By the way, because of the War Room, our factory is up to capacity again. They're working overtime, and the employees said to thank you all. That's why we're giving you all one of these today. We owe it all to you guys. You're so special out there that have bought our great products and helped yourself. There's the 1-800 number, 800-873-1062. The home reps, they all had great news. The moms and dads working from home, they get to continue to work from home even though the IRS went after them. Thank you, War Room Posse. Get yourself a free Go Anywhere pillow, the American flag today.
Okay, Mike, we'll have you on tomorrow. Be careful. Safe travels going around these six states. We'll have you on tomorrow. I commit to this audience, we're going to get this criminal conspiracy thing. This is not acceptable. No man as good as Donald Trump can put it all on the line and have these cowards in Washington, D.C. now have his back when the evidence is overwhelming. Natalie's going to take us home at 6 o'clock. I'm too worked up right now, okay? Too worked up. Natalie, we got a packed show. Natalie from the Palm Beach Studios of Real America's Voice will take you in a jammed hour. Stick around. Second hour of the War Room. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on, grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse. War Room at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.